Hi, my name is Faith Feathers, a student at TCC West Campus, and I will be walking you through the interview today. I also have Reagan Malone, Hello. Also a student at TCC West Campus, who will be recording, taking notes, and coming up with follow-up questions. We will be interviewing Anna Alvarez, an ESL student who attends here at TCC Northeast Campus. The purpose of this interview is to get a better understanding of who the ESL students at TCC are. Thank you, Anna, for allowing us this opportunity to interview you.
Thank you.
This interview will help us explore and learn more about the TCC student body, more specifically the ESL students who attend here. This interview will last about 30 minutes. It will be recorded and published through the Oklahoma State University Archives if you agree to all terms and conditions. Thank you again for joining us.
Okay.
So to start off, could you just state your name, your birthday, and country of origin?
My name is Ana Alvarez. I am from Ecuador. I'm living in the United States 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Yes.
All right. And when is your birthday?
October 13th.
So it's almost your birthday.
Two days more.
Happy early birthday.
Yes.
Okay. What year were you born?
In Quito, Ecuador.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on the U.S.?
The reason is because my husband worked in international company and move from the United States, from the Ecuador to the United States.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So do you like it here in Tulsa?
Yes. I moved to the Texas from Tulsa 1 year ago.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Did you like it in Texas?
Yes.
Which one do you like living in more, Texas or Oklahoma?
And in Texas, I have a lot of friends.
A lot of friends.
And here,
Not yet. So,
a little different.
What are some of your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do for fun?
I with my kids, I practice basketball because on the school, all time they play different games. Basketball, football, baseball. So it's good because all time, the different seasons, mm-hmm. practice different sports.
Mm-hmm. And how old are your kids?
10 and 5 years old.
10 and 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. And when you guys were living in Ecuador, did they play sports there too?
Yes, when I was very young, I play in the school and the university, okay. Play basketball all the time. Yes.
Cool. All right. And you said you moved here because your husband got a job?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what was your hometown like?
Sorry?
Your hometown?
In house now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Continue.
Good.
And then I worked in Midland, Texas, but now no. Because I am studying. I need to prepare more in English because my English is not very well.
I'd say it's pretty good.
Yes, so, but I need more understand because it's difficult. Mm-hmm. It's many words.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you don't hold a job currently?
Yes, maybe I want to get the job, but
okay.
I want to continue my profession.
Okay.
Yes.
It's
necessary maybe a little better English
mm-hmm.
for my job. I am a chemical engineer.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's maybe no, my English no is the level for the this
uh-huh.
work.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So did you grow up in Ecuador?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every year visit to
You
my family,
mm-hmm.
my mom,
Your parents
my
still
sister,
live there?
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes, a lot of people.
How often do you guys go back?
1 year.
Once a year?
Each year.
Okay. That's mm-hmm. cool. See. What do you like best about Ecuador? Like, what's one of your favorite things?
In Ecuador,
there?
Visit the my family, my friends. Eat.
Yeah, the food really
yeah,
good?
It's very different, the food in here or mm-hmm. my country, or maybe I like my food.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because it's more variable, because mm-hmm. in here it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes,
uh-huh.
So
what's like one of your favorite dishes from down there?
I mean, I made the different things maybe don't see and hear, Teresa, mm-hmm. is the plain tents. I see mm-hmm. plain tents, mm-hmm. but in Ecuador it's usually in whatever place you eat plain tents with the fried, the tortillas, the, uh-huh. the empanadas, and a lot of presentation. But in here, the people say, no, I don't know what is the plantain. You see, or what is you use? And the plantain says, it's many things for rice, for soup. For uh-huh. yes. Uh-huh. So maybe is it ceviche is another yeah. food. It's delicious. It's with the seafood.
Mm-hmm. I love seafood.
Yes. It's the many different forms they prepare the seafood.
Okay. So is it hard to find a lot of the food that you had back home here?
Yeah. Yes, I eat a lot in my country, but come back this country.
It's like send food.
Reserve for the 1 year. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a job while you were living in Ecuador?
Yes. I work at a university uh-huh. and the petroleum laboratory. I did the investigation and work upside with the companies in characterization of the petroleum, the biocombustibles.
Okay.
It's the different things. It's uh-huh. the laboratory in the university.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's cool. Okay. So what kind of education did you receive in Ecuador?
Master degree.
Master degree? Yes, okay.
I finished my career in master degree.
Okay. So would you say that education in your country is pretty available to, like, the public?
In
like
Ecuador?
To everyone?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's free.
Yeah? Okay.
Must be nice.
The when you go to the university the first time, it's free. When you lost one subject or maybe one semester, mm-hmm. yeah, I pay for the university. But when you study, uh-huh. it's free for all career.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. Okay. Do they teach you English down there?
In Ecuador?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because maybe you need to take a test for mm-hmm. graduate.
Uh-huh.
But maybe it's for the intermediate level. But not so hard.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But okay. Another thing is in my year, mm-hmm. maybe not is not have many information way today, because today the young people study English a lot or understand English because all information is for the online. And maybe it's English or another language. But before, no use a lot of internet. Maybe change. Now is more usually learn mm-hmm. English, but the before.
Do you know any other languages?
No. English and Spanish.
English and Spanish. That's more than we know. So. You mentioned that, like, you help your kids, like, play sports and stuff. So do you guys have, like, a favorite sports team?
I know.
No?
Maybe no.
No?
It's like, maybe it's little kids now.
Yeah. So you guys play, you don't really watch sports.
Yes, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So what's, like, the biggest sport in Ecuador?
Soccer.
Soccer?
Yes, soccer. It's the popular and uh-huh. all people go to the stadium, go to the... I don't know, in the little neighborhoods, in the mm-hmm. play soccer.
Oh, okay. So, what was your favorite holiday in Ecuador?
In Ecuador?
Mm-hmm.
Many.
In many?
Yes. Carnaval mm-hmm. is okay. in February, because it's the play with the family or maybe one person walking in the street mm-hmm. and push the water.
Oh, just like on random people?
It's popular. Maybe on the university, on the school, on the uh-huh. whatever place, or with
Does
the family.
Does it like, simplify anything? Like, is it like, maybe. Or is it just like random, or
a
is
bomb.
It like symbolic?
Bowling on the play, the, I don't know, wherever recipient. And then you say the when you welcome your friend or mm-hmm. or maybe your boy, you say, hey, is he your children? Maybe it's uh-huh. tradition. Yes, but next is the in November, Día de los Muertos.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's good tradition and it's good food because we prepared a lot of food in, mm-hmm. in only in this time, not anywhere. You can make another in other dates, but it's especially in this time.
Mm-hmm. For November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Cool. Do you have like a favorite like USA holiday? Any holidays you like that we do here?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yes, it's new for me because in Ecuador, no.
No Thanksgiving?
No celebrate Thanksgiving, but in here, yes.
Yeah.
It's good.
You like the food?
Yeah, yes.
Yes. Yes. So, a lot of food.
Yes, a lot of food. Uh-huh. Prefer many food.
Yeah. So how did you learn about the TCC ESL program?
I studied the... English, obviously, mm-hmm. but I need to prepare. I need to learn more speaking, more listening, because mm-hmm. it's difficult for me now. Mm-hmm. But I feel good. I feel I know more English mm-hmm. the beginning. Mm-hmm. I am comfortable with the TCC.
That's mm-hmm. good. Would you like recommend this program to other
yes.
people who are wanting to
yes,
learn English?
Yes, I recommend. Yes, okay. The TCC has a structural pensum mm-hmm. for the English, and it's good.
Okay, that's great. What do you think when you moved here? What do you think was like the biggest culture shock? Like, what's the most different between Ecuador and the USA?
When the first time we moved to USA, I think maybe it's New York or Miami. Now it's Midland. You see, oh my gosh, where is the buildings? The shopping? The malls? No! Yeah, because it's a little town. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's different.
So like where you're from, there's like a lot of buildings, a lot of malls,
yeah,
maybe a
lot of New York. Because I see in the movies all the time. Uh-huh, yeah. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, just not here, not
but
Oklahoma.
No, the United States in a different place, not in the big city.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's good. Mm-hmm. I like the security. It's mm-hmm. safe, maybe.
Yeah.
Respect the people. It's more easy find things or find jobs. Mm-hmm. Maybe
a little yes, easier here.
Yes, maybe yes. But you need to hard work. Mm-hmm. But no, pero the you find work maybe mm-hmm. in the other country.
Don't find it.
Yeah, maybe this is the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So before you came, what did you think like the US was going to be like? Did you have any like images in your head that like when you heard like the United States, you thought of something specific before you came here?
No. No specific things, maybe. When when my family moved to the United States, I have another person that moved the first. So mm-hmm. maybe this family helps and different things. And where is the grocery market? Where is the doctor? Where is the different place? Mm-hmm. So maybe it's good because the first time he alone, I don't know, it's scary, uh-huh. yes, mm-hmm. it's scary.
Mm-hmm. So what does like a typical day look for you?
Sorry?
Like, so you like wake up in the morning, like what is the first thing that you do?
Breakfast.
Breakfast?
Make breakfast for the kids.
Breakfast for the kids.
Yes. Organize the all things in house for the kids, for the husband, mm-hmm. me, and all people go to the work, the school, and mm-hmm. me too, and maybe it's fast in the morning.
So are you only attending TCC for the ESL program, or are you taking any other classes?
No, only
just TCC. This program? Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it's the 9 to 2:30, maybe. It's only, Opsai just got to the kids, pick up to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come with kids, yes, and other things, maybe extra activities. Mm-hmm. The swimming, the swimming, the basketball, blah, blah, blah. And the homework. Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you get along with the students in your class?
Yes, it's a different class. Maybe it's the 12 or another class 8. It's a mm-hmm. different class.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you made any friends here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Was it hard?
No.
No, pretty easy?
Yes, for me, yes.
Yeah, for you.
I can speak with the old people and friendly. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Is there anything like specific you and your friends do for fun? Do you guys go anywhere, do anything?
No.
No?
No. Maybe it's easy when you speak Spanish.
Okay. <Yeah.
laughs> But it's necessary to speak English with the mm-hmm. other person, but the practice is important.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good way the friends stay in other countries.
Uh-huh.
And now it's many people from the other countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
You all get
mm-hmm.
good English practice.
Yes, yes. In English, in speaking, I have 10 different countries in this class. So this, wow. Wow, this
that's
class.
So cool. You get
yes.
to learn about like the different
yes.
cultures and stuff. Okay. Do you keep in contact with anyone from back home?
Yeah. With a friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. How long do you plan on staying in Tulsa?
I don't know.
You don't know?
My husband, maybe your company moves in the different.
So just if the company moves and you guys are moving
when
too?
You need the company needs another place, but say, go, guys.
You
go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You mentioned helping your kids with homework. Do you think it's harder because.
It's for the different. Because
now it's different language?
Yes. Now, no, it's the. Difficult because it's the 5th grade mm-hmm. kindergarten. Maybe 10
when they get
fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult maybe understand very well mm-hmm. English, but not such.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when translate.
Yeah.
So, okay, no problem.
Yeah, got it.
Yes.
Once it's translated.
Or maybe my kids help me because ma'am, say this thing. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Just like because my kid speak it both
they
language
speak both.
Very well. Mm-hmm. Today it's easy for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any specific goals for the future?
I want to take the job, the good job for me. So, I don't know. Yes, I prepared for this.
So after you finish the ESL program, what is like your next step in getting that job?
When I see different place, maybe I use LinkedIn or different place for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I see the near is the refinery for
mm-hmm.
the sulfuric acid. The plant,
mm-hmm.
the sulfuric mm-hmm. acid. Maybe this place is I interest in this place because I know the different processes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so I see what work is for my professional, my conocimiento, my knowledge. Yes,
mm-hmm.
So maybe I know what is this because before I worked in laboratory for analysis the natural gas, so maybe I look what is this specific place because I a lot of work, but not specific for me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I want to share good job for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is your, like, favorite thing about class? About
in the class
program.
Mm-hmm. In classes or for the program or with the friends or what? Or the
like just in the classroom. Like, is there a specific part of like how the teaching is?
Yes, the I have different teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Each teacher has your own things for teach, because it's part is interesting, because maybe the different signature is more difficult than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Example, grammar is difficult.
Yeah.
Yes, and maybe I need more more study after the class, but other maybe no is more necessary. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's different.
You pick up on it a little faster.
Yes, yes. Or maybe it's for the level now because the before the other level you say okay, it's understand, it's easy, but now it's going, I understand. It's pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite restaurant here?
Hideaway.
Hideaway?
Yes, my kids all the time say, Mommy, it's Friday. I'm going to the Hideaway. Yes.
And you said you haven't found any Ecuadorian food here? Or you have?
Restaurant?
Yes. You have found Ecuadorian food?
Yes, it's a cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Que Gusto. It's in downtown Tulsa.
Do you think it's pretty authentic?
I don't know.
Or have you tried it?
I don't know. But it's from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
The people made food. Mm-hmm. Is from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good restaurant. Good. Yes. Tasting, same.
It's the same.
I say, wow. Yes.
It reminds you of home.
What?
The food, does it remind you of home?
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
Is, like, the entertainment in Ecuador different from the entertainment here? Like, TV shows or what kids do for fun? Yeah?
It's so boring in Ecuador.
It's so boring. Do you think it's more interesting here?
It's maybe more variety.
More variety.
More programs.
Mm-hmm.
In Ecuador, maybe same scientists as well. maybe the same news,
uh-huh.
Of soccer. It's all-time soccer.
Oh, soccer. Yeah.
Yes.
What about, like, transportation? How's the transportation down there? Does everyone drive, or...?
In Quito, it's capital of Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's use transportation, all people, they are the major the people, because it's important. The traffic is higher, and...
Mm-hmm.
It's better use the public transportation.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because I have the trolley, the public transportation, then for the north, for the south, for the east, the west.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common use the
public transportation. So would you say?
Here, I don't know what is the bus.
You're like, where is it? Yes, yeah.
The bus right here, but for my house, I don't see, never.
Uh-huh. So you definitely think that we drive more here than the people in Ecuador do?
Yes. This is so different from the Ecuador, because then the people, maybe the lower people have old transportation. And in Ecuador, no.
Mm-hmm.
And when people have the out transportation, maybe say, oh no, I go to the public because it's more fast than my car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the transportation here, or do you wish there was more like public transportation, like buses and things?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I like the driving.
You like the driving?
Yeah, because it's fast when I need to go to the different place. Mm-hmm. It's more easy when they wait for the transportation. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. It won't change the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How is the weather down there in Ecuador? Is it?
It's only summer and winter.
Summer and winter?
Yes, but maybe the difference is that in winter it's more rain than summer, but maybe rain.
Oh, okay. So you guys don't have like fall or spring? No.
No winter. Winter with ice? No. It's winter similar to fall.
Mm-hmm. So do you like being able to experience all the seasons here, or did you like it? You like that?
It's cold. It's
cooler here.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Ecuador is cold, but on the morning maybe take the jacket. Mm-hmm. That's it. But in the middle day, it's
starting to feel really nice right now.
Yeah, tonight and the night again. Cold. Uh-huh. But no, maybe it's 6-8 centigrados, gray centigrade.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the day, maybe 20, 22 is good. But in here, it's minus degrees. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you like experienced the snowfall that happens here?
Yes.
Do you enjoy that, or is that like you like that?
Like
you like that?
Yeah. It's the play with the snowballs.
Uh-huh,
yes, and the snowman. Uh-huh. With the kids and enjoy this time, because the play outside is good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then Texas, maybe
not as much.
Don't have ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold, but no ice. And here, mm-hmm. maybe I have ice.
Yes. You definitely have ice here.
For the play.
So have you been to any other countries?
I visit Colombia.
Colombia? Did you have any family there? Or
no.
Just for visits?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mexico.
Mexico? Mm-hmm.
Yes, for the beach.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you like visiting both of those places? Was it like
liked. Yes, it's good. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Is your husband also from Ecuador?
Yes,
he is.
It's from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys meet?
My kids.
You and your husband?
In Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
In Ecuador.
You go to like the same school? Or?
Yes, the same university.
Same university, mm-hmm. Okay. So how long have you guys been married?
15.
15 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. 15 years, wow.
Would you classify yourself as religious? Like church?
It's I am Catholic.
Catholic.
I am going to the St. Pius, mm-hmm. Catholic Church.
St. Pius, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so was that the first place you found when you, or did you try out multiple churches?
I going to the St. Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's near to my house,
mm-hmm.
but it's in English.
Yeah.
Yes, and then St. Pius, maybe it's both.
It's in both.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because maybe sometimes I lost in the mass.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what part it is. And the Spanish is easy.
You have to try to concentrate.
Uh-huh. But my kids understand more in English.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So do they have trouble like paying attention when it's all in Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So maybe sometimes.
You like go back and forth?
Yes. Maybe for learn both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else that
No.
you'd like to share with us?
No, nothing special.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything special going on in Ecuador around this time?
Special things?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe traditions. But it's a different, the geography is different because it's a lot of mountains and volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but in here it's already maybe flat.
Mm-hmm.
I lost in the United States because I don't know what is the north, what is the south. In Ecuador, it's very easy because you see the mountain, you say, okay, this is south, this is that's it, no problem. Because I put them. Artificial mountain, please, in the middle. Because, this is the north.
And, like, which of those areas did you live in?
In Tulsa or in...
In Ecuador. Like, which geographical location? Like, did you live near the mountains or the...
In mountains.
Mountains?
Yeah, Quito is in the... So, the high mountains, maybe 240... 2,400 meters over the sea. It's high.
Oh, okay, so it's pretty different living there and then coming to Tulsa. Do you like it that you're not in the mountains anymore, or do you wish that you're still in the mountains?
But it's the same, maybe. It's not so different. When the people change, maybe your body feel that a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in here I have more allergies.
Mm-hmm.
In Ecuador, no.
Although you didn't have any allergies in Ecuador?
But I don't know why. Because it's just, I don't know if it's the different tree or different grass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But in Ecuador, it has some trees and grass and proteins.
Is allergies like a common thing in Ecuador or no?
Yes, it's
pretty common.
Yes, yes. But maybe in big cities is for the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is for the trees.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add for you?
Yes.
Yes. You're good?
Good.
Everything?
Thank you.
Okay. No. Thank you. Really, this concludes the interview. I mean, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.